Welcome. Our Given Purpose is on the air at Apple iTunes and Google Play. You may also listen from www.ourgivenpurpose.com. Thank you for spending this time here, and I pray it is encouraging and uplifting to your spirit. Today's article, titled Singular Focus in Multimedia, was written with Psalm 138 in mind. If you have your Bible, please read along. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your abundant grace and mercy. Thank you for being our mighty fortress and our provider. Thank you for allowing me to use this platform to reach others eager to grow in your ways and follow your path. In all things, I give you praise. Glory to your name. Psalm 138, Lexham English Bible Translation. I give you thanks with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name because of your loyal love and faithfulness, for you have magnified your word according to all your name. When I called and you answered me, you emboldened me and my soul with strength. All the kings of the earth will praise you, O Yahweh, when they have heard the words of your mouth, and they will sing of the ways of Yahweh, because Yahweh's glory is great. Though Yahweh is high, yet he sees the lowly, but the proud he perceives at a distance. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me alive. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my enemies, and you save me with your right hand. Yahweh accomplishes things for my benefit. O Yahweh, your loyal love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Focus Scripture, verse 3. When I called and you answered me, you emboldened me and my soul with strength. Amen. Singular Focus in Multimedia. The most valuable thing the Psalms do for me is to express that same delight in God which made David dance. C.S. Lewis. I love DIY and home shows. It's fascinating to watch new parents house hunt. There was one episode in particular that made me snort with laughter. The couple was arguing over the height and number of stairs on each house tour. Every potential home they visited, no matter how perfect it was, it came down to the stairs. The wife was so worried about the baby falling down or not being able to climb them herself as she neared the end of her pregnancy. Halfway through the exhausting search, the husband looked lovingly at his wife, hugged her, and said, "Honey, you're not going to be pregnant forever, and our child will not remain a toddler for eternity. We need a home. We cannot keep living with your parents." And with that truth said, whether it was scripted or not, the wife melted into her husband's arms and said, "You're right, dear." The husband was looking into the future, and the wife was focused on the now. Thanks be to our Lord and Savior that He is all-knowing and gave us everything we would need before He created us. That is exquisite perfection at its finest. Have you ever thought about how awesome God is and that everything we needed to survive in this atmosphere was created before He formed man? God sees it all. Lord, I give you thanks with my whole heart. The long view of God's wonderful patient love for me and for us fills my heart with a deeper awareness of how awesome He truly is. Through my journals, I read and answered prayers from over a decade ago. God is truly worthy to be praised. He has never disappointed me. God saw my fears and accepted me for who I was. Perspective change is something we all need to go through from time to time, and what better way than to give God praise? praising God for answering our prayers, for His provision, and sustaining us are just a few ways we can glorify Him and shift our focus to all our blessings. God gives us people who will help us see things through a different lens, like the husband that could see the road ahead and the wife that saw the dangers. We can decide what we give our attention to. I had to take a huge leap of faith when I began writing and hosting on this platform. I knew it was God telling me it was time to speak up and use my voice to testify to all the goodness and great mercy He has shown me and my family. At the beginning, I crippled myself with what I needed, thinking I could do so much alone. However, because God gave me a nurturing husband and someone who sees the road ahead, my eyes were opened to see a different perspective. I was trying to hide in plain sight, and my beloved called me out on it. While we change and what we are given the vision for, we must remain humble and give God the glory for knowing it all beforehand. Thanksgiving for the past, rededication for the present, and expectation for the future were the all-embracing components of Israel's worship as voiced in the Psalms, a worship rooted in the healing, compelling, and hopeful revelation of God in their history. Old Testament Survey. Thank you all for listening, and I pray this encourages you to read and study Psalm 138. May it add to your praise and thanksgiving for all God has done. Journal prompts. Number 1. How often do I get bogged down focusing on one thing and not seeing the whole picture? Number 2. Do I have someone in my life that helps me shift my perspective? And number 3. Am I able to give God the glory no matter who is in my midst?